We're glad to be together for this full time this weekend.
我们这个周末能够聚在一起，我们实在觉得很高兴。
We pray that it would be full of the presence of the Lord.
我们愿在其中能够充满主的同在。
It's good for us to turn aside and consider great matters.
这是能够分别出来思想一些重要事情是非常好的。
And this matter of consecration is indeed a great matter.
这一个关于到奉献这件事情是非常大的一件事。
I'd like for you to turn to the book of Daniel tonight in chapter 1.
我们请大家翻到但以理书第一章。
We will begin by reading the first 8 verses.
我们读但以理书第一章从第一节到第八节。
Daniel chapter 1.
但以理书第一章。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
但以理书第一章第一节，犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。The
Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasury of his God.
主把犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。Then
the king ordered Ashpenaz, the chief of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and of the nobles, youths in whom was no defect, who were good-looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had ability for serving in the king's court. And he ordered him to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans.
王吩咐太监长雅斯皮拿从以色列人的宗室和贵族中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾。 相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能势力在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。The
king appointed for them a daily ration from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank. And he appointed that they should be educated 3 years, at the end of which they were to enter the king's personal service.
王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。Now
among them from the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Then the commander of the officials assigned new names to them. And Daniel he assigned the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego.
他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米撒利、亚撒利亚。太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提沙撒，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米撒利为米撒，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。
But Daniel set his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。Let's
just have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。We
come to you tonight, Lord, in the light of your great consecration.
主啊，我们来到你的跟前，在你这个奉献的光中。We
saw how the Father prepared you in your youthful days.
我们看见父如何在你年少的日子预备你。We
saw you present yourself there at the River Jordan.
我们看见你在约旦河畔将你自己献上。And
we saw the Holy Spirit descend upon you.
我们看见圣灵降在你身上。Oh,
we look at you and we see what consecration is.
当我们看见你的时候，我们就看见奉献的意义。We
are just poor and sinful vessels.
哦，主啊，我们是贫穷、充满罪的器皿。We
are full of weaknesses and needs. But by the grace of God, we know you are sanctifying and preparing us.
可是靠着神的恩典，我们知道你已经成圣，并且你预备我们。
And that work which you have done in us, we want to present back to you.
当你在我们身上所做的工作，主啊，我们愿意将我们自己献上。
That you might consume us by the Holy Spirit.
使得你能够用圣灵来焚烧我们。
And use us according to your purpose.
按着你的目的来使用我们。
We pray that you would include everyone in this room tonight.
主啊，愿你在你的旨意中包括我们所有在坐在这里的人。
That we might be servants together in your kingdom.
让我们能够一同在你的国度中做仆人。
We pray that you would quicken us and refresh our bodies tonight.
愿你能够在我们身体里面也能够做那更新的工作。
That we might be attentive to your word.
使得我们能够对你的话语能够专心。
We depend upon you, Lord.
主啊，我们依靠你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
We're trying to share in these days on this great matter of consecration.
这几天我们试着和大家分享这个非常重要的这个题目，这个奉献。
There is a mystery involved in consecration.
在这个奉献里面有个奥秘。
Because there's a preparation involved before it happens.
因为在那个里面包括了一个预备的阶段。
And then there's a presentation where we give ourselves over to the Lord.
并且我们要献上。
And he takes that offering.
然后之后主就接受。
But when he consecrates us.
当他分别我们的时候。
And how he sends down his fire is his sovereign determination.
他什么时候降下他的火乃是在他的主宰的权柄中。
We cannot force the Lord to use us.
我们不能勉强神来用我们。
But we do believe if we present ourselves with a whole heart, he will receive us.
可是我们相信当我们全心将我们自己献上的时候，他会用我们。
In each one of his servants, he comes down with his fire of the Spirit in a different way.
对每一个仆人，他降下的火的方式是不一样的。
When his fire comes upon you, his anointing,
当他的火临到你的时候, 他的恩膏在你身上,
it's to achieve his particular work.
乃是为着达到他特别的一个工作。
Some people receive a fire of earnestness and urgency.
有人得着这个火在里面充满了一个迫切。
Some people receive a charismatic fire full of emotions and expression.
有人得着那个灵恩的一个焚烧, 他充满了好像一个能力。
Some people receive a fire of love that gathers people to the Lord.
那有的人得着这一个爱的火焰, 使得能够招聚人在主的跟前。
Some people receive a fire of wisdom.
有人得着那智慧的火。
And so we have the exhibition of the various apostles.
所以我们在这边看见在各个使徒身上所表现出来不同的地方。
Each one of them filled with the Holy Spirit.
每一个人身上都被圣灵所充满。
And yet each one of them expressing this life of the Spirit in a different aspect of the fire.
可是他们也在各不同的方面来显明这一个生命的灵。
God's desire in his house is for a heterogeneous house. A varied house. Diverse.
神愿意他的 家里面是充满了各样不同的表现。
We all tend to like to gather with people like ourselves.
我们非常喜欢和我们相同的人聚在一块。
If we are emotionally fired up people, we like to meet with other fired up emotional people.
如果我们是情感里面好像容易被挑旺的人，我们希望能够和相同的人聚在一块。
And if we're not quiet, we scare away the timid ones.
如果我们不是那么的安静的话，我们把那些好像比较害羞的人吓跑了。
And then the timid ones gathered together and formed the timid fire fellowship.
那些害羞的人，他们就自己聚在一块，就有一个害羞的聚集。
And they try to keep out anybody who's too emotional.
他把那些好像在情感太丰富的人就把他排斥在外。
But you see, the Lord loves all the representations of his life.
可是神却
And so even as we notice in these times, Samuel and Daniel and David, they're very different in the fire.
我们这几天要来看的萨母尔、但以理还有大卫，他们是在这个火的表现上面有各有不同。
We can all say of a certainty they all had the fire of God upon them.
可是我们确定的一点，他们 在那边都有神的火在他们身上。
But how different was the fire?
可是这个火不同的地方。
Now we looked at Samuel.
我们看撒母耳。
He was captured by the Lord when he was small.
当他还做童子的时候，他就被主得着。
Because of the prayers of his mother.
因着他母亲的祷告。
He grew up in the house of God.
他在神的家中成长。
He was such a pure and innocent child.
他是那边是天真无邪的一个孩子。
He had living faith.
他有一个活的信心。
He was soft.
他是柔软的。
But over the years, as he developed the fire of prophecy and judgeship,
在年日过来，在他里面有那一个先知的灵，并且有一个能够做祭司。
Samuel became stern in his personage.
在他所服侍事上，他很严厉。
People who knew him when he was young could not even recognize him as the old man because he was so strong.
在他年幼就认识他的人，当他看见他年老的时候，不认识他，因为在那个时候他非常的强有力。
You know, the prophet bears the cross of having to be unbending regarding God's point of view.
我们知道先知在那个时候要背着十字架，因为他们不能从神所赐下的这个意象里面离开。
And because Samuel always held God's people to God's standard, he seemed to be a stern, uncompromising man.
因为他一直把神的百姓带到神的标准，使得他在神的百姓之前显得是那样子的不妥协，是严厉的。
Of course, we know by looking at him many times his heart was broken, as in the time when King Saul was rejected.
可是我们看见当那个扫罗王被拒绝的时候，他心碎了。
But he had to stand in the position at the standard of truth.
可是他却站在这个真理的根基上。
Now we're sharing on this matter of consecration.
当我们来分享到这个奉献的时候。
And I know God works in a mysterious way.
我知道神以一种隐秘的方式做工。
We talk about Samuel as being a child who is consecrated for the Lord.
我们知道当撒母耳在年幼的时候，他就奉献归给神。
Daniel is a young man and David is an old man.
但以理是一个年轻人，大卫是一个年老的。
Because we simply want to show that God wants all of his children to be consecrated before him.
因为我们这边希望能够让大家看见神让愿所有的人都能够奉献归给他。
Now I am trying to speak from my heart.
我愿意从我的心里面来说。
And I want you to forgive me if I offend anybody.
如果我得罪了任何人，求你赦免我。
Maybe the older people feel quite left out so far.
也许走到现在，一些年长的弟兄姊妹觉得好像与自己无关。
Now I've given the young people permission to do whatever they want. Some people might think.
有的人好像觉得说，我们给了年轻人，让他们有一个特权，能够做他们想要做的。
But the wonderful thing about the house of God is you can forgive me if I share something that offends you.
在神的家中有一个很好的特权，就是你能够赦免我，如果我冒犯你的话。
I enjoy fellowship together with you, brothers and sisters.
我非常喜乐能够在这边和弟兄姊妹有交通。
I know that you're valuable and precious in the Lord's sight.
我知道弟兄姊妹在主的跟前都是非常的宝贵而且有价值的。
But in our short time together, I want to hold up the standard of truth as a pillar before you.
可是在这个我们短短相聚时间，我愿意能够持守那个真理的柱石。
If you think I'm stern, well, let it be.
如果你们觉得我严厉，那就只好这样。
But a church in compromise is unpleasing to the Lord.
可是一个妥协的教会是没有办法讨神喜悦的。
So we need to be before the Lord about our own personal state of presentation.
所以我们必须来到神的跟前，我们要有自己的一个献上。
I needn't tell you stories of people who were servants of God and then who walked away from the Lord.
我不需要告诉大家他原先一些原本是神的仆人，后来却离开神了。
All of us have the right to exercise our free will regarding whether we want to be upon that altar as a living sacrifice.
我们每一个人对于我们是不是把自己摆在祭坛上作为活祭，我们都能够运用我们自己的自由意识做决定。
This is indeed a great issue with God.
这对神来讲是一个非常大的一件事。
Now tonight when we talk about Daniel,
今天晚上当我们来谈但以理的时候，
Now his fire from heaven was quite unique.
这个从天上来的火降下身上是一非常特别的。
He didn't have the passion of David.
他没有像大卫那样的火热。
He didn't have the boldness of Samuel.
他也没有像撒母耳的那个大胆胆量。
But he had the power of faith translated into wisdom.
可是他却有这个因着信心而得着的这个能力转变而成的智慧。
As surely as we need Samuels among us, we need Daniels among us.
当然我们盼望能够在我们当中有撒母耳，我们也盼望在我们当中能够有但以理。
How many times in the life of our assembly have we been saved by the wisdom of a quiet person who simply says what the Lord is trying to say?
多少时候在我们聚会生活里面好像蒙拯救就是一些安静的人说了神要他所说的话。
This we see in the life of Daniel.
这就是我们在但以理身上所看见的。
Now when we talk about consecration, we're talking about God acting sovereignly to lay hold of somebody for his purpose and work.
当我们讲到奉献的时候，我们讲到说神乃是在他主宰的权柄中抓住某些人为着他的工作的目的。
And as you know in the Bible, God's sovereignty is exposed most commonly during times of spiritual decline.
而神的主宰的权柄 常常是在属灵的坠落的光景中显明出来。
So again, as we see the story of Daniel, it's set in the context of spiritual tragedy of Israel.
而所以我们看但以理的时候，我们看见当时的属灵的背景是一个悲剧。
God reacts to spiritual tragedy by sovereignly raising somebody up as a testimony.
神在对当时属灵悲剧的反应是乃是兴起一个器皿一个见证为他自己。
We read the first few verses of the book of Daniel and we see the tragedy presented before us.
当我们刚读到第一章前面几节的时候，我们看见这个悲剧的情况。
Nebuchadnezzar invaded Judah.
尼布甲尼撒王他攻进了犹大。
Not only defeated Israel,
不仅仅打败了以色列人
but destroyed the temple,
并且把圣殿也摧毁了
took the treasures out of the temple and put them back in the temple of his god Bel.
他把他这个圣殿里面的财物带回到他自己神的殿中，他的神是巴利。
That furniture, those tools that were made for the tabernacle are now in the temple of a terrible idol.
那原本是在会幕里面的那些的器皿，如今是在这个偶像的殿中。
The Jews have lost their land.
这些犹太人他们失去了他们的地。
They've lost their center of worship.
他们失去了他们敬拜的中心。
They've lost the city of God.
他们失去了神的城。
They've lost the ability to worship. They could no longer offer sacrifices.
他们也失去了那一个敬拜的能力，他们没有办法再奉献献祭。
And perhaps the greatest prize of all.
并且他们付最大的代价。
They lost their best young people.
他们失去了他们当中最好的年轻人。
The story of the church today is the story of the church that loses its best young people.
这个现在教会的故事就是教会失去了他们当中最好的年轻人。
I was talking to our brother Lance Lambert one time.
有一次我和兰德培弟兄有一点的交谈。
And because Lance lived for years in England, I asked him, what is the present condition of the Brethren movement?
因为兰弟兄他住在英国，所以我问他说，最近这个弟兄运动的这个情况如何？
Because God did such a wonderful work among the Brethren in recovering the simplicity of our assembling together.
因为神借着这个弟兄运动，在神的百姓当中做了一个恢复的工作，使得我们能回到简单的敬拜当中。
He said the first generation of brethren sacrificed their lives for the Lord's testimony.
他说第一代的弟兄会的弟兄们，他们把他们自己的生命摆上。
But their children grew up.
可是他们的下一代长大了。
And you know when you grow up in a righteous setting.
你知道当我们在一个好像在一个公义的环境里面长大的时候。
Even as you see with Daniel, you become super intelligent.
我们看见在那个就好像在但以理身上他变得超级的聪明。
And he said, today, in the government of Britain, the brethren rule in strategic places of industry and government.
我们看见在英国的政府之下那些弟兄会的弟兄们他们有自己的 治理的地方。
The best of the children from the brethren have gone and used their gifts in the world.
在弟兄会里面，他们的年轻最好的年轻人，他们用他们所得着的才干，在世界里面来使用。
The first generation suffered very much for the Lord's testimony.
第一代的为着神的见证摆上了许多。
And they protected their children.
他们保护下一代。
Sent them to good schools.
他们将他们送到最好的学校。
And lost them all to the world.
可是却在那边失去了他们。
This is a present reality in our midst.
这就是在我们当中的现况。
More than the treasures of the temple, Satan wants to steal the best of our youth.
在我们神的殿中的宝藏乃是撒旦所要偷取的。
So when Nebuchadnezzar was done ransacking Jerusalem, the last order he gave was, find the best children, make them my slaves.
当尼布甲尼撒王他攻陷这个耶路撒冷城的时候，他下了最后的一个命令，乃是把那最好的年轻人找来归给我。
And you notice behind the scenes in these very first verses of Daniel, God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to do these things.
我们看见在但以理书前面这几节里面所描述的背景，神允许尼布甲尼撒王做这件事。
The people were unfaithful to God.
因为神的百姓向着他不忠心。
And God decided to use His severe mercy to discipline the children in captivity.
神决定使用那严厉的怜悯来在借着被掳的情况来对付他的子民。
But of course, God, being a sovereign God, had always the secret trump card. The secret card that wins the matter.
Yeah. 当然神是那个主宰的权柄，他在暗中总是有一张王牌。
I'm sorry, I don't know mahjong. I don't know.
我不懂麻将。
God had a secret. And this secret was desperate mothers praying for their children.
神有一个秘密，这个秘密武器呢，乃是那一个迫切的母亲为着她的儿女祷告。
Look what the world did to these four men in verse 6.
我们从第六节看这个世界怎么样来对这四个年轻人。
Now I won't go into the details, but if you look at the four names, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they all have either Jehovah or El, both names for God, in their names.
我们看这第六节这四个人的名字，他们原来的一个名字里面总有神或者是为着神的意思。
And Daniel, which means the given of God or something like that, is changed to Belteshazzar.
那但以理原是说归给神的，现在被改成为提伯沙撒。
Because Bel is the name of the Babylonian god.
那提伯沙撒乃是指的这个巴比伦的神。
And so they changed all the names of these young men to names of Babylonian gods.
他把这一些四个年轻人的名字都改成为归给这个巴比伦神的。
But nothing's as strong as a mother's prayer.
可是没有一个在比的母亲的祷告更强的。
Now we know nothing of the life and background of these four men.
我们不知道这四个人他们的背景。
But we do know a lot.
可是我们却知道许多。
We know that they had parents that believed if you raise up a child in the fear and admonition of the Lord when they are old, they will not depart from it.
我们却知道他们这四个年轻人的父母是相信的。
They had been trained.
他们在那边受训练。
And so when Daniel was brought into Babylon, away from his parents,
当但以理被带到巴比伦离开他父母的时候
the first thing we see,
第一件事我们看见的
is he presented himself to God.
他把他自己献给神。
It says in verse 8, he purposed in his heart, or he made up his mind, that he would not defile himself.
第八节他说，但以理却立志，或者是说他在心中定义，他不玷污自己。
Now here we have a clear testimony of the keeping power of that which is presented to God.
我们看见这乃是 当我们把我们自己献给神的时候，我们看见那个持守的能力。
Now we all sing the song, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him.
我们都唱这都唱这首诗歌，因为我知道我所信的是谁，他将保守我直到我见他那一日。
If you present something to God, he's a keeper.
当我们把我们自己献给神的时候，他是我保守我们的那一位。
Please present your lives as living sacrifices to God. He keeps you.
请我把我们自己献给神，成为活祭，因为他能保守我们。
And what is the testimony of Daniel?
那但以理的见证是什么？
God kept him through 70 years.
神在这70年的时间里面保守他。
Made him the prime minister through the administrations of 4 different kings.
在四个王的期间里面，他做了这个首相。
Raised him up to the highest in the land through 2 empires of Babylon and Persia.
在巴比伦和波斯的帝国里面，他被升到最高的地位。
God keeps that which is committed unto him.
那一些愿意把自己交付给神的，神保守。
But you know what happens as soon as you purpose in your heart to be faithful to the Lord?
可我当我们知道，当我们定义来向着主忠心的时候，会发生什么事
？Now, young people, Daniel was a young person.
年轻人，但以理是一个年轻人。
Now, do you know what happens when you purpose in your heart to be consecrated to the Lord?
你知道将要发生什么事吗？当你愿意把你定义要把自己归给神的时候
，Immediately you're tested.
马上你就要接受试验。
And Daniel's consecration was tested.
但以理的奉献在那个时候就受到了考验。
But because he gave himself to God, God kept him through temptation.
可是因着他把自己献给了神，神保守他经过这些的试炼。
Now what's the first temptation?
第一个所受的试探是什么？
Compromising with the world.
就是向着世界妥协。
Now there he is in Babylon.
在
His parents don't know what channels he's watching on television, whether he's surfing pornography on a website. They have no idea.
他的时候他在巴比伦，他的父母不知道他在那里做什么。
It's like going off to college.
就好像我们进到了大学一样。
No longer do your parents watch your every move.
在那个时候，你父母没有办法看见你的一举一动。
Some parents want to put one of those ankle bracelets on you and keep a locator on you to know where you're going.
有的好像父母愿意在我们身上装一些这个指令显示器，使得他知道我们去了哪里。
When you go to university, you go right into the world.
当我们进到大学的时候，我们就跨进了世界。
What a test!
是何等样的一个考验
！Will the environment compromise your life?
是会，这我们所处的环境会使得我们在生命中有妥协吗
？Now imagine Daniel is a good-looking man.
我们思想看看，但以理是一个俊美的孩子。
He's very smart, or he wouldn't have been picked.
他也非常的聪明。
And he gets to the king's palace.
那他就进到王宫。
The king has the best wine cellar in Babylon.
在那边有最好的酒。
He has the best selections of different kinds of tofu.
还有很多好吃的豆腐。
And the king orders these men to only eat good worldly food.
这个王在那边下了一个懿旨，要他们只吃这个好的世界上的东西。
And they're also supposed to study.The ancient rites of the Chaldeans.
他们并且要学习这个加勒底的文学。
Now this would be like the Chinese going to a school specifically to study, you know, the life of Confucius and Lao Tzu and all these kinds of studies, you know.
就好像这个中国人进到一个学校里面，特别是要为了来研读孔子学说。
The Chaldeans were the ancient Babylonians.
加勒底乃是那个古老的巴比伦。
They're the ones that devised much of astrology.
他们在那边发了许多的那个天文学。
Daniel had to learn the language, learn the forms, learn to speak it, learn to understand all of the wisdom of those passages.
他必须要从这个里面要学习各样的智慧。
Oh, what a temptation!
在那边是受到是何等样的试探。
Oh, the wisdom of the Chaldeans! It even sounds smart.
加勒底的智慧听起来是非常的聪明，让人觉得聪明。
If I want to be smart, I must study Chaldeans.
如果我要成为聪明人的话，我必须要研读这个加勒底的文学。
And, oh, king's food. Let's see, cafeteria food or king's food? Which do I want to eat?
我们看看是那个 这个学校餐厅的食物呢，还是世界这个食物，我选择我要吃哪一个。
And so the world tempts you by saying, there's nothing wrong with eating some meat, with having some wine, what's wrong with these things?
这个世界好像在我们里面试探我们说，喝点酒吃点肉没有什么关系。
Enjoy the finer things of life.
在享受一些生命中美好的事物。
You don't just have to watch movies about SpongeBob, you can see other movies that are rated R, no problem.
你可以看一些 R 级的一些的电影。
Movies are just artistic expressions.
那很多电影只不过是一个艺术的一个发表而已。
Oh, they say taste everything.
你可以尝试各样的事物。
Especially try eating from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You like this.
特别是从那分辨是非善恶树的这个树上吃了果子，你喜欢它。
But through all of this testing,
可经过这一切的考验，
Daniel said no.
但你说不。
Just give me tofu and veggies.
我只要吃豆腐跟青菜。
And the guy said, oh, I better not do that. I'll get in trouble.
那个太监长说，我还是不要这么做，免得我找了麻烦。
But Daniel ate this diet, and he became healthy. And God blessed him for taking his stand.
可是但以理吃了这些素菜，他自己身体得了健壮，因为神祝福他。
Now, young people, Daniels that are here in this room tonight, I want to tell you something you must test.
我在我们当中的年轻人，我必须要告诉你说你一些事情，你必须要经过考验。
If you stand uncompromised, God will stand with you.
如果你不妥协的站在神那边，神会与你同在。
When Daniel was unwilling to compromise himself, strange to say, he found an ally from the world.
很奇妙的，当但以理不妥协的时候，他却从这个世界上面得着了一个同伴。
He found favor with the man who was in charge of the distributing of food.
他在这个太监长面前蒙恩。
How is that?
为什么会这样？
When you take uncompromising stand, you even find favor in the world.
如果我们的地位不妥协的话，我们甚至在世人面前会蒙恩。
Because there's people in the world who maybe not understand why you're taking such a stand, but they respect such devotion.
世人也许不明白我们为什么会这样子的持守，可是他们却尊敬我们，有站在这样子的地位上。
Well, so Daniel became fat and happy and healthy because he did not compromise.
但以理因着他不妥协，他就变得很健康，很肥壮。
But now came the second test.
那接下来是第二个考验。
This is even tougher.
更难。
You remember, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and it was a nightmare, and he woke up.
我们记得呢，尼布甲尼撒他那边有做了一个梦，是一个梦魇，他从梦中惊醒。
He says, "I gotta find out what this means."
他说我必须要找到这个到底是什么意思。
Only one problem, he couldn't remember the dream.
这唯一的问题，他就不记得他做了什么梦。
He brings in all the wise men and says, "Somebody, tell me my dream and what it means."
他就把所有的智慧人召来说，你要告诉我们我到底做了什么梦。
Now here's the test.
这个考验是。
If you consecrate yourself to God, you'll be tested this way.
如果我们把我们自己献给神的话，我们会在这个世上受考验。
Do you have faith in a living God, or do you just have a form of godliness and religion?
我们是的信心是摆在这个活神身上呢，还是我们有一个敬虔的外貌？
Now all the Babylonian magicians were religious.
在这些巴比伦这些术士，他们都是有宗教信仰的。
But they said, King, we can't tell you your dream. First you tell us the dream, then we give you some phony interpretation.
他说王啊，我们没有办法帮你解梦，除非你先告诉我们，我们才能解。
Oh, there's always people ready to give you religious advice, you know.
我们知道很多人都愿意给你一些宗教上面的一个建议。
But do we have faith in a living God?
可是问题是在我们有没有向着这个活神的一个信心。
And the king got mad when none of these magicians could tell him his dream.
当王看见这些的术士没有办法告诉他的时候，他就生气了。
So he sent out the order, kill everybody.
他说把每个人都杀了。
And Daniel heard this.
当但以理听到这个的时候，
Why is he doing this?
他说为什么他这么做？
Daniel said in chapter 2.
但以理这么说，在但以理书第二章。
Listen to him. He has faith in the Lord in verse 14.
在第十四节里。
Then Daniel replied with discretion and discernment to Arioch, the captain of the king's bodyguard.Who had gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon, and he said, Arioch, the king's commander, for what reason is this decree from the king so urgent? And Arioch informed Daniel about the matter, and Daniel went in and requested of the king that he would give him time in order that he might declare the interpretation to the king.
14节， 王的护卫长亚略出来要杀巴比伦的哲士，丹以理就用婉言回答他，向王的护卫长亚略说，王的命令为何这样紧急呢？亚略就将情节告诉丹以理，丹以理遂进去求王宽限，就可以将梦讲解告诉王。
Now that takes faith.
这件事情需要信心。
You go to the king, say, just give me a little time, I'll come back and tell you what the dream was.
他来到王的跟前，他说，你再给我宽限一些的时日，我要回来告诉你这梦的。
Old King Nebi, he was thrown off. Okay, come back tomorrow.
这个王他里面说不出话来，他说好，那你明天再回来。
He didn't expect anybody to say that.
他没有期盼任何人会说这样子的话。
What did he do?
他做了什么？
We know he went to his friends and said, please pray for me.
他就回到他的居所，告诉他的同伴说，请为我祷告。
You see the next verses there, verse 17.
在17节这么说。
18.
18节。
Daniel went to his house and informed his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah about the matter, that they might request compassion from the God of heaven concerning this mystery.
但以理回到他居所，将这事告诉他的同伴，哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚，要他们祈求天上的神施怜悯，将这奥秘的事指明。
And then in the middle of the night, the vision came to Daniel and he praised God.
在晚上的时候，这个神的异象临到他，他就在一边赞美神。
Look what he says about God in verse 21.
我们看从21节他说了什么。
You are the God who changes the times and the epochs. You remove kings and establish kings.
在他说神，他说他改变时候日期，废王立王。
Well, the next day he goes to the king, tells him his dream. And interpret the dream.
第二天他就来到王的面前，告诉他所做的梦，并且解梦。
But before he interprets it,
在他解梦之前，
he uses great wisdom.
他用了一个非常大的智慧。
He says, I can't get the dream by myself.
他说我没有办法靠着我自己得着这个梦。
But God gave me the dream and told me what it was because he wants you to know about what the future holds.
他说神告诉我这个梦，并且向我解明，他目的是要让你知道将来要发生什么事。
So the king said, hey, I'm pretty important, you know.
这个王就说，哎，我也蛮重要的。
And of course Daniel told him the dream, its interpretation, and Nebi said, that's absolutely right, raise this man up.
当这个丹尼把这个梦告诉他，并且解梦的时候，这尼布甲尼撒说，对，他说的对，把他升到高位。
You know something?If you're working in this world, if you're going to school in this world, and you have living faith, and you keep yourself pure, people will see that faith and respect it.
当我们在这世界工作，当我们在这世界进到学校里面的时候，如果我们有一个活的信心，那世人会看见这个信心，并且会尊敬，会尊重。
Have you ever surprised one of your unbelieving friends?
我们有没有有时候会很讶异，有一些我们
They're having a problem and you say, we'll pray for you.
他有一些不信主的朋友，他有一些碰到一些问题，当我们跟他说我们为你祷告。
You say, we had young people's meeting, we prayed for you because of this problem you're having.
我们对他说，因为你有这些问题，所以我们为你祷告。
And then God answers the prayer.
然后神回答了我们的祷告。
Now what does your non-Christian friend think?
那这些不信主的朋友他会怎么想呢？
Well, I know one thing. Every time they have a problem, they'll come to you, ask for prayer.
我知道一件事情，就是他每次碰到问题的时候，他就会来找你，跟你祷告。
You don't just have a form of godliness; you have a living faith.
你不仅仅只是有一些的外貌，你里面有一个活的信心。
But your faith will be tested.
可是你的信心要受考验。
You probably won't have to walk on water.
你也许不需要在水面上行走。
But your faith will be tested.
可是你的信心要受考验。
And then, of course, after his faith was tested, the third great test.
当他信心受到考验之后，第三个考验。
His exclusive worship of God was tested.
他那个单完全向着神的那一个敬拜也受到考验。
Yeah, I know you know these stories.
我知道大家都知道这个故事。
But Daniel was high up in Nebuchadnezzar's government.
但以理已经在尼布甲尼撒王的政府里面居了高位。
And actually, I'm sorry, it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar. It was Darius.
那是大力乌王。
And so there were some other smaller guys who were jealous of Daniel and tried to catch him in a trick.
可是在他同僚里面有一些人就对他嫉妒，希望能够抓到他一些的把柄。
So they had Darius build a statue for everybody to bow down to and worship.
所以他们建议大力王设立一个像，然后让每一个人都向这个像敬拜。
But Daniel wouldn't do it.
可是但以理不这么做.
He opened his windows and prayed to Jerusalem for God to recover his work in Jerusalem.
他每天打开窗户向着耶路撒冷向神祈求愿神恢复他自己的工作.
So they arrested Daniel, they threw him in the lion's den.
所以他们就抓了但以理把他丢在狮子坑里.
Oh, the king hated to lose the only prime minister who really knew what he was talking about.
王不愿意失去那唯一知道他自己在做什么那个首相。
So he couldn't sleep all night.
所以这个王他整个晚上都没有办法睡觉。
He kept taking Alka-Seltzer, no sleep.
他就没有办法睡觉。
Finally he goes to the lion's den, looks inside.
然后最后呢他就来到那个狮子洞他往底下看。
He says, Daniel, you okay?
他说,丹尼你还好吗?
Daniel says, sure.
丹尼说,还可以。
He said, God sent an angel and shut up the mouth of the lion.
丹尼说,神差遣的天使把这些的狮子的口给封了。
You know, the world will never say to you, don't worship Jesus Christ.
你知道,世界从来不会说不要敬拜耶稣基督。
They'll just ask you to worship other things.
他只是要你敬拜其他的事物。
This was the problem with Israel. They worshipped Jehovah, but they worshipped other idols like Baal.
这就是以色列人当时的问题。他们也敬拜耶和华，可是他们也敬拜其他神，像巴利。
And yet Daniel went through all of these tests with tremendous wisdom and faith.
但以理经过这些的考验，是因着在信心里面的智慧。
And the thing we should like about Daniel is he was a secular man. Secular man, he had a business job.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody here is working a job, you're very busy.
在我们当中，如果我们要带着一个职业的话，我们都非常的忙碌。
Daniel was busier.
但以理呢比我们更忙。
And yet he was 100% for God.
可是他却是100%的为着神。
That should be your goal.
那也当成为我们的目标。
He had to deal with economics. He had to deal with military strategy. He had to deal with political intrigue. It was all kinds of ways that people were trying to bump him off, but he lasted 70 years.
在那个70年的时间里面，他必须要对付那些经济、政治、军事各方各样的一些的考量。
What is the secret to his being kept by God?
他能够被神保守的这个秘密在哪里？
God gave him the fire he needed.
神给他他所需要的那个火。
What is that fire?
那个火是什么?
Supercharged wisdom.
那个大大充电的那个智慧。
He had a wisdom turbo engine.
这个智慧的强力引擎。
Let's look at these verses.
我们看一些的经文。
You remember, let's go back to the beginning in chapter 1.
我们回到第一章。
So Daniel studied the Chaldean literature for 3 years.
我们看见丹尼在一边学习加利底的文字言语三年。
And then one by one they were brought before the king for their oral examination.
那之后呢，他们一个一个的被带到王的跟前做一些的考试验。
So we read in verse 18 what happened.
在第十八节发生了什么事？
Daniel chapter 1 verse 18.
丹以理书1章18节
At the end of the days which the king had specified for presenting them, the commander of the officials presented them before Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年来的日期满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前。The
king talked with them, and out of them all not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, so that they entered the king's personal service.
王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、拿哈、哈拿尼亚、米撒利、亚撒利亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。As
for every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and conjurers who were in all his realm.
王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧聪明，比通国的术士和用法术的胜过10倍。10 times
supercharged wisdom.
胜过10倍的智慧。
That's what happens when your mind is consecrated unto God.
这就是当我们把我们的心思能够归给神的时候会发生的事。
In Daniel's consecration, he presented himself to God with his heart intent on not compromising himself.
当但以理将自己奉献给神的时候，他立定心志不妥协。
And God gave him a supercharged wisdom 10 times. his fellow man, in order to go through the minefield over 70 years in the government.
神就给他超过那个常人十倍的智慧，使得他能够在这70年中，在能够走过好像这个地雷区，而能够受到保守。
God gives to some of his servants wisdom to know just what to say.
神给他的仆人智慧，使得他知道该说什么话。
And Paul says in Romans 12 that this is our intelligent worship when we consecrate ourselves.
保罗在罗马书第十二章里面讲说，这乃是我们理智的一个服侍，当我们愿意把自己奉献。
Our minds are supercharged 10 times as they are renewed by the Spirit of God.
当我们的心思被神的灵更新了以后，我们的智慧就变了十倍。
Now there's four things we can say about that supercharged mind. There's a background to that mind.
这个第四件事情，我们讲到那一个胜过十倍的那个心思呢，乃是讲到这个它的背景。
It's not that Daniel was dumb one day and became smart the next.
这讲到说，并不是但以他一天是愚笨的，隔天他就变得非常聪明。
There's four things in his background which we all need to take note of.
在他的成长的背景里面有四件事情我们必须要注意。
Number one,
第一件事，
he was a lifelong student of the Word of God.
他是一生都是做神话语的学生。
In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, we see that he was reading the book of Jeremiah when God opened up his understanding about the 70 years of captivity.
在但以理书第九章第二节的时候，我们看见但以理在那边研读神的话语，神开启他，使得他能够明白神借先知的预言。
Now, it's hardly fair to compare Daniel with those poor magicians.
这个好像非常的不公平，我们拿但以理和其他的术士做比较。
Those magicians had a darkened mind.
在那些的术士的里面，他们的心思是昏暗的，他们信那些的迷信。
They believed in many different gods.
他们相信许许多多不同的神。
They had the everlasting circle of life rotating around and around through the seasons endlessly one after another.
他们就在那边，他们所认为的这个生命乃是在那边循环不断。
They had a universe of closed causality.
他在那个宇宙里面乃是一个。
Word of God, you know that God is moving with a purpose through history.
当我们研读神话语的时候，我们知道神在历史中眼睛是有目的的。
As a matter of fact, you know what Daniel knew that made his mind supercharged?
你知道但你知道了什么使得他的心思变得敏锐？
He knew that the Lord rules from heaven.
他知道神在借着天掌权。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 25.
我们请大家翻到第四章二十五节。
He's explaining to Nebuchadnezzar what's going to happen to him because of his unfaithfulness.
他这边解释到尼布甲尼撒王会发生什么事情，因为他的不忠心。
And he says in verse 25, you'll be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place will be with the beasts of the field, and you'll be given grass to eat like cattle, and be drenched with the dew of the heaven.
他说你必被赶出离开世人与野地的兽同居吃草如牛被天露滴湿。
And seven periods of time will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes.
且要经过七期 等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。
And then at the end of verse 26, he says, it's the heavens that rule.
在第26节他这么说等你知道诸天掌权。
Oh, praise God, we understand by the word of God that things are happening upon this earth are taking place because of powers in the invisible places.
我们知道借着神的话语我们知道在这个地上所发生的事情乃是因着我们看不见那个属灵世界的一些事情的发生。
But even if the children of Israel are in Babylonian captivity, still God rules from his throne in heaven.
甚至就是神的百姓以色列民在巴比伦被掳的时候神仍然掌权。
He was a lifelong student of the word.
这个但以理他是一生都是神话语的学生。
And it gave him understanding into the way God moves.
使得他能够明白神做工的方式。
The second thing that made his wisdom supercharged.
第二件事情使得他有这个智慧。
He had a clear conscience.
他有一个清洁的良心。
Do you know how important a clear conscience is to knowledge?
我们能够明白这个清洁的良心对知识中间有什么样子的关系吗？
Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19, fight the good fight, keeping faith and the good conscience.
这个保罗对提摩太在提摩太前书里面讲说，我们乃叫提摩太乃是那保守那清洁的良心。
He speaks about deacons in 1 Timothy chapter 3 as those who keep the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
他讲到那个执事，他讲到说乃是要持守，要有那个清洁的良心。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, when the eye is single, there is light. But when you are in darkness, then great is the darkness.
在主耶稣在马太福音第六章里面讲说，如果我们的眼睛是专一的话，这个身子就明亮。
When your conscience is not clear,
当我们的良心
不清洁的话， your mind cannot think in supercharged wisdom.
我们的心思就没有办法思考，我们没有办法得着那个智慧。
But the third thing about Daniel that made him supercharged in his wisdom is he was a man full of the Holy Spirit.
第三件事情使得但以理能够得着智慧，是因为他被圣灵，他是充满了圣灵。
I know there's some Christians who are afraid of the Holy Spirit.
我知道有许多基督徒害怕圣灵。
But would to God we had more of the Holy Spirit.
可是我们却盼望能够更多得着圣灵。
We need to truly be full of the Holy Spirit.
我们实在是盼望能够真实被圣灵充满。
In chapter 5, verses 11 and 12.
第五章。
Some of the king's counselors are told about Daniel, and here's what they say about him. In verse 11, Daniel 5.
Daniel 5, okay. Okay, go ahead.
There is a man in your kingdom in whom is a spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your fathers, illumination, insight, and wisdom like the wisdom of the gods were found in him.And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, appointed him chief of the magicians, conjurers, Chaldeans, and diviners. This was because an extraordinary spirit, knowledge and insight, interpretation of dreams, explanations of enigmas, and solving of difficult problems were found in this Daniel.
但以理书第五章十一节。在你国中有一人，他里头有圣神的灵。你父在世的日子，这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。你父尼布甲尼撒王就是王的父，立他为术士，用法术的和加利底人和关照的首领，在他里有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明，能圆梦。
We today are far too dependent upon our own intelligence.
今天我们非常的，我们太依靠我们自己的智慧。
But Daniel was full of the spirit of wisdom which comes down from above.
可是但以理里面却是充满了那个属灵的智慧，是从上面来的。
Indeed, it was in part a supernatural wisdom.
的确，那是一个超自然的智慧。
And in a person whose fire is the fire of wisdom, there is a supernatural wisdom that God gives them.
当一个人里面充满了智慧的火的时候，他从神那里得着一个超自然的智慧。
There's no doubt about it. In the last days, we're driven out of the natural realm and even have to exercise the Spirit in supernatural realms.
在这个末后的日子，我们要脱离这个在自然的这个在这个自然的境界里面，能够来运用那个超自然的智慧。
So we understand that he was a man of the word, he was a man of a clear conscience, and he was spiritful.
我们知道他乃是一个有主话语的人，他乃是有一个清洁良心的人，我们知道他乃是被圣灵充满的人。
Now I talk to you young people.
那我对年轻人说话。
Now what is a young person?
年轻人是怎么是一个年轻人？
That's a good question.
很好的问题。
At the end of Leviticus, they say a young person is a person between 20 and 60.
在利未记里面讲到说，在年轻人乃是20岁到60岁。
I don't know. Do you have in your hymn book "Dare to Be Daniel"? Do you have this song?
不知道在诗歌班里面有没有这首诗歌叫做
The famous evangelical song "Dare to Be a Daniel"?
Okay, 这个是非常著名的一个福音的诗歌。
Yeah, you'll have to face the lions then.
你必须要面对狮子洞。
You'll have to face temptations of the world.
你必须要面对从世界来的试探。
Dare to be a Daniel.
我们可是要愿意能够成为但以理。
Now, young people, what does this mean? The dare to be a Daniel.
那个愿意成为但以理是什么意思
？I'm appealing to young people, 20 to 60.
我这些所说的年轻人乃是从20到60岁。
What does this mean to be a Daniel?
这什么意思呢？要成为一个但以理
？It's different than Samuel.
这和撒母耳是不一样。
Why?
为什么？
Let's turn to Philippians 3 to find some words to express the difference.
我们请大家翻到腓立比书第三章。
In Philippians chapter 3, we hear Paul's testimony of his pursuit of Christ.
我们在第三章里面看见保罗他自己的见证，他如何追求基督。
And we come to verse 12.
第十二节。
And Paul says, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
第十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Now listen to me, young people, please.
年轻人请听我说
This may be the most important thing I say tonight.
也许这是我今天晚上所说最重要的一件事
Now Samuel was laid hold of by God from his youth.
撒母耳是在他年做童子的时候就被神得着
That's a wonderful thing.
这是非常美好的一件事
To be laid hold of by Christ.
能够被基督得着
To be saved by his finished work.
能够被他完成的工作所拯救
Everybody who's a Christian has been laid hold of by Christ.
每一个基督徒都被基督得着了。
Paul remembers his testimony, how he was arrested by Christ on the road to Damascus.
这个保罗在回忆到他如何在大马色的路上被基督抓住。
But now Paul says, I'm in a second phase now.
那保罗这边讲说我进到第二个阶段。
Now the Lord has laid hold of me.
主已经得着我。
And now, I am laying hold of him.
现在我要来得着他。
There comes a maturity in a young person's life when they're no longer a child like Samuel.
一个人能够在生命里面成长，不再像一个童子撒母耳一样。
And they not only realize they've been laid hold of by Christ, but they run to lay hold of Christ.
乃是他知道他不仅仅是被基督所得着，并且他要竭力追求能够来得着基督。
And when we say lay hold of Christ, we mean not only lay hold of Christ Jesus personally, but laying hold of his purpose.
我们所说的这边得着基督，不仅仅是得着基督。这一位乃是得着他的目的。
Do you understand what Paul's saying?
我们知道保罗所说的是什么。
He says, I know I've been arrested by Christ.
他说我已经被基督所拘禁逮捕了。
And I realize now I've been arrested for a purpose.
我知道我这边被得着是为着一个目的。
And now by the grace of God, I'm running forward to lay hold of that purpose and that Christ that laid hold of me.
那靠着主的恩典我要竭力追求能够得着那个目的。
Now, young people,
年轻人
，It's time for you to grow up.
这是我们应该长大的时候。
You've been spoon-fed all your life.
我们每一生都被这个用汤匙喂着长大。
You've been laid hold of. You've been blessed all your life.
在一生里面，我们得蒙祝福。
Now, when will you lay hold of that for which you were laid hold of?
可是我们什么时候我们能够得着是我们被得着的呢？
Now we're not going to come into God's purposeful work unless you lay hold. It's your generation to lay hold.
除非我们这个世代能够来得着，不然我们没有办法进入到神的目的里面。
Every recovery work of God that you can mention down through history was laid hold of by young people, not older people.
在历世历代里面，神能够做恢复的工作乃是这一般年轻人能够来得着。
They saw.How to share the gospel in their generation.
他们看见如何在他们那个世代里面能够来传福音。
And they laid hold of it.
他就抓住。
They saw how to gather in a loving, real way in their generation, and they gathered that way.
他们看见在这个世代里面如何能够以这个爱和活的一个方式聚集，他们就这样子聚集。
Older people, the previous generation, they have gathered in the way they have understood.
这个上一个世代的，他们按着他们所认识的剧情。
But surely there should be some progress.
当然在这里面有一个进步。
Some further recovery.
但有更深的一个恢复。
Some greater portion of Christ's life.
在里面有更多基督的成分。
Now who's going to lay hold of it?
可是谁来得着它？
Are you going to live on the backs of your parents all your days?
那难道我们就是靠着我们的父母的过这样子过一生的生活？
Just sit in the back.
我们就坐在后面。
And only take part when they ask you to.
当唯有被问到的时候，我们才参与。
You need to lay hold of your purpose.
我们必须要抓住我们的目的。
In the communion time, you should be the first ones in praying.
在那个擘饼聚会的时候，你必须要第一个祷告的。
But if you just let the other people who are used to doing things do it.
如果我们就让那一些平常做这些事情的人来做。
There's no recovery.
那就没有奉献。
This is a very important matter.
这是非常重要的一个点。
Because it involves the first time that you will earnestly take the cross up and do what God's called you to do.
这乃是第一次我们愿意背起十字架来做神要我们所做的事。
How old do you have to be?
必须要多大的年纪呢？
Well, I can't say. It's a sovereign work of God.
这乃是神主宰的工作。
I remember the man reading the story of the man who brought the revival to Wales in 1904 and 5.
我记得在1904-05年的时候，有一个人带进了威尔斯大复兴。
If you studied the history of revivals, you know the man's name is Evan Roberts.
我们如果读这个复兴史的话，我们知道这一个弟兄的名字叫做 Evan Roberts。
He brought the revival through the country of Wales where thousands and thousands were saved.
在威尔斯大复兴的时候带进了许多人的得救。
Evan stood up in those old churches and brought revival when he was 19 years old.
Evan 在那个聚会里面他带进复兴的时候他才19岁。
And his brother and sister went to the meetings as well, and they were part of the revival. The sister sang like an angel from heaven. I think she was younger than Evan.
我记得在那一个复兴的里面，有一个年轻的姊妹在那边，唱诗歌。她可能比那个 Evan 弟兄还要年轻。
Now you are 25 years old, and you don't believe that you're ready yet.
我们已经25岁了，可是我们却不相信我们已经预备好了。
Well, I don't know what to say.
我不知道该说什么。
You know, my sense of timing's been thrown off a little bit by my trip over the last few years to Russia.
我对时间的观念好像有一些的偏离。当我过去这几年去那个苏俄
，I go out to Russia near Siberia.
我到苏俄西伯利亚附近。
And right now, hundreds and hundreds of people are being saved.
在那边有数以百计的人得救。
And who's doing it?
谁做这些事情？
19-year-old people.
是19岁的一些的年轻人。
When young people get saved off the street from heroin, and they come into the church,
当这一些在街头上流浪因着海洛因而有毒瘾的这些年轻人被救到教会里面来的时候
They're taken through rehab and taken through Bible school and taken through intense fellowship for several years
他们就经过一些的恢复疗养并且能够进入到圣经学校里面
And they're now the ministers
那他们
and the evangelists
他们现在成为传道的人他们成为传福音的人
And when a young person gets saved there in Russia, because the need is so great and the door is so open,
在许多在苏俄那边被拯救的，因为在那边需要是非常的大，而且门是非常的敞开。
If you're 18 years old and you're saved and you love the Lord, they say, please go to the Bible school.
如果你18岁，然后你得救了，你也爱主，他们就说，请你进到这个圣经学校。
So you may want some other vocation, but please first go to Bible school.
如果也许你要去还有其他的职业，不过第一件事情你必须要做的就是先进到圣经学校。
They go to Bible school. They study for a year.
他们进到圣经学校，在那边读一年。
They have a lot of practical training in street preaching, in witnessing to drug addicts, in going and helping people in different environments, and holding tent revival meetings during the year.
他们有着许许多多在实际方面的一些的操练，他们到街头上面去传福音，去帮助人。
And then the one school that I go and teach at, maybe out of 50 students, they feel like 25 of them are called to serve God.
我所去的那一个服事的那个圣经学校里面，那一班里面有50个人，大概在其中有25个人觉得他们蒙召要出来传福音。
Saved 2 years, 3 years.
他们蒙恩2年或3年。
18, 19, 20.
19岁, 18, 19, 20岁,
already 100, 200 people saved.
而经由他们已经有100个人, 200个人得救,
already building the church.
已经在一边建立教会,
so why are you not ready?
为什么你还没预备好?
See, I'm a little confused.
我有些困惑。
Now what I would like to do is hire an airplane, take all you young people to Russia. One-way ticket.
我所要做的是我为年轻人买一个单程的机票带你们到苏俄去。
Now they have no bathrooms, you have to use outhouse.
在那边他们没有厕所。
Now you make $30 a month.
你一个月赚30块。
Now you sacrifice a lot.
你做了很大的牺牲。
Now you preach the gospel, people throw stones at you.
当你向人传福音的时候，人家丢石头。
But meanwhile, other people bow down and get saved.
可是也有一些人就在那边就低头得救。
You people know the Lord too well.
你们这些人认识太认识神了。
It's just all up here.
可是都是在脑袋里。
But on your feet, serving God in the kingdom, you really learn the Lord.
可是唯有当我们站在脚步，在神的国度里面服侍的时候，我们才真实认识神。
But now I can't take you to Russia.
我没有办法带你们到苏俄去。
But God needs to touch your souls right here in the United States.
可是神必须要在美国，就在这里要来摸触摸到你的魂。
He's looking for people who dare to be a Daniel.
他乃是要找那些愿意成为但以理的人。
You know all that you need to know to lay hold of the purpose for which you were born.
你已经知道一切，使得能够让你得着你所要。
Of course, it involves the cross.
当然其中有包括了十字架。
I want to continue talking to you, young people.
我要继续对年轻人说话。
Let me just give you an illustration.
我就举例说明。
I am out of your age group.
我已经不在你的这个年龄层里。
I preach the gospel, and by the foolishness of preaching, people still get saved. Thank God.
我传福音，可是也有人得救，感谢主。
But I can't reach your generation like you can reach your generation.
可是我没有办法再达到你的那个世代，就好像你能够触摸到其他人一样。But
I'm trying to reach your generation. Are you trying to reach your generation?
可是我已经尽了最大努力来摸到你们的年龄层，难道你们有没有试着做你们最大的努力呢？
I challenge you, young people.
我向你们挑战。
If you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit for no other reason, it's so that you'd have boldness of faith to preach the gospel to your generation.
如果你要从圣灵里面能够得着那个信心中的 胆量的话，你要向着你的童年传福音。If you
give your life to that, God will show you the way to do it effectively.
如果我们把这件事情归给神的话，神会秀给我们一个有功效的方式来传福音。The
ways of my generation would be the same in principle, but different in methodology than the ways of your generation.
对我这个世代来讲，这个原则上是一样的，可是方法和你们不一样。But
God doesn't tell an older person how to do the younger person's work.
可神没有叫我们年长的来做年轻人的工作。
Will you take hold of this burden for your generation that's lost and dying and going to hell and nobody's reaching them?
难道我们对我们这个世代里面那些要走向地狱的人，我们有没有承受这个负担来传福音？
You are the answer for your generation.
你乃是你那个世代的答案。But
you need to lay hold of it.
你必须要得着它。And
if you cheat and just lay hold of your vocation, and you cheat, and just lay hold of your beautiful life, and you've lost your chance.
如果我们在一边欺瞒自己，我们只是抓住我们的职业，抓住我们美好的人生，那我们就失败了。Don't
you believe if you do God's work, He'll bless you 100 times?
你难道不认识，不知道当你做神的工的时候，他要百倍的来祝福你吗？
Is our goal in this world only to make money, and that's it?
难道我们在这个世上的目的就是为了来赚钱？
Oh, it's a shameful thing. How many of our young people been lost to the world?
多少年轻人在这世界上面迷失了?
Oh, they still come on Sunday. They tip their hat to God. They give some money to God. But they're so busy in the world, they're not serving God. I don't buy it. Daniel was 10 times busier than any one of you on any job in this place, and he served God in his generation.
但以理比在我们这个当中任何一个人要忙碌10倍，可是他仍然服侍他那个世代。
But I will admit,
可是我必须要承认,
you need to be supercharged by the Holy Spirit.
可是我们必须要被圣灵能够来充电。
Now you say,
I have no place in church life because the older people hog all the places.
耶稣说我们在这个教会生活里面我们没有立足之地因为所有都是年长弟兄的
We worship on Sunday morning, the old brothers praise, and the old sister praise, and then somebody does this, somebody, and next thing you know, it's all over, I couldn't even pray.
主日聚会的时候,一个这个年长弟兄祷告,那个年长姊妹祷告,我没有开口。
Do you think the older generation is in the way?
我们老是觉得说这个年长的一代在那边挡路。
But I think I know the hearts of the older people being older myself.
因为我自己年纪比较大,我知道那些年长他们的心。
If you would lay hold of your purpose and your calling, I'd get out of the way.
如果你已经抓住了你的目的,你的呼召,我们马上就让路。
But you've received so much.
可是你已经得着这么多。
Are you just going to take it into the world now?
难道我们现在就把这一切都带到世界上去?
Is that all you're going to do?
我们要做的就这么多吗?
You're going to dare to be a Daniel.
你愿不愿意成为但以理?
Oh yes, there's a cross.
的确其中有十字架。
You know, I live in Manhattan now, which is crazy.
我住在Manhattan,这个地方很不容易。
Anyway, the Lord told my wife and I to sell our house, go live in an apartment, and work in Manhattan.
神对我和我妻子说,我们把我们房子卖掉,搬到Manhattan,住在公寓里。
Well, we're having a wonderful time.
我们在那边有美好的时间。You
know, doing God's will keeps you young.
我们做神的目的,做神的工,使得我们能够年轻。
But I'm challenging the young people there in New York City.
我在那边向那些纽约市的年轻人挑战。
It's very expensive to live in New York City.
在那边居住是非常的贵。
If you work at one of their businesses, investment banking, or one of their hospitals, the pressure is tremendous.
在那边各种行业的工作压力都非常的大。
And I'm saying to them,
那我就对他们说,
sacrifice.
牺牲,
for the Lord's work.
为着神的工作。
Sure, you can go out to suburb and buy a house.
当然你可以到外比较偏郊区去买房子。
But does God not care for Nineveh? Where there's 40,000 people who don't know the right hand from the left? Does God not care for his cities?
可是神在那边在意那个尼尼微城,那些左右手都不分的人,他都在意,难道他不在意他自己的城吗?
We have Christians who say they're involved in church life, they live more than an hour away from the meeting place.
我们有说,有一些弟兄姊妹说,他们在乎这个教会的生活,可是他们居住的地方却离聚会的地方有一个小时之远。
That's ridiculous.
那是很可笑的。
You cannot serve God that far away.
你没有办法住这么远来服侍神。
But people do that for the sake of convenience, for the sake of a better place, and for the sake of the American dream.
可是人做这个拣选是因为这个便利,为着这个美国的梦。
I like Paul's dream better.
我喜欢保罗的梦。
He says, I don't even count my life worth bothering about except that I might fulfill the purpose for which I was born.
保罗说,我不是已经得着已经完全乃是竭力追求使得我能够得着基督所以得着我的。
If your parents have led you astray and just told you to get rich, then they're wrong.
如果你的父母对你说你所该做的就是能够成为富有,他们错了。
If you're going to take one job and another job and work harder and harder, 60 hours a week, you're wrong.
你只是得着一个工作,再换一个工作,一天一个星期工作60个小时,这样是不对的。
You're going to sell your soul to the world, I'm not interested, and I'm not pleased when I hear about it.
如果你把你自己的魂卖给这个世界,我不喜欢听这件事情。
Don't tell me about the boat you bought, you tell me about the souls you saved.
你不要告诉我你买了什么船,你要告诉我你救了多少灵魂。
May the Spirit of God fall upon you, Daniels.
愿神的灵降在你们这一般但以理身上。
To live in this day, you need supercharged wisdom.
在这个时代里面生活,我们必须要得着那个超然的智慧。
Supercharged energy.
我们必须要得着那个超然的这个精力。
God doesn't say, be a painter. You know what I mean, just paint walls.
神说并不是要我们成为一个油漆工。
He gives you a Daniel job and a Daniel anointing to serve him 100%.
神给你一个带领你的工作,也给你带领你的恩膏,使得能够你100%的来服侍他。
Oh, how the church needs recovery by the raising up of Daniels.
教会何等需要恢复的工作,借着能够兴起但以理。
The world even came to Daniel for counsel.
这个世界甚至来到但以理面前。
He had such wisdom.
因为他有如此的智慧。
You remember, Daniel's life ended during the reign of Cyrus.
我们记得但以理的日子结束在。
There he lived that whole time as a prime minister in a land that wasn't his own. He was always praying for Jerusalem, Jerusalem out of the window.
他一直在这个外地那边做首相，然而借着开的窗户，他为着耶路撒冷祷告。
We don't know what happened in the mystery, but we can imagine at the end of his life.
我们不知道这个细节，可是我们大约能够想象他这个生命要结束的时候。
He was serving King Cyrus.
他服侍。
And one day he came into King Cyrus's presence, and Cyrus was upset, agitated.
他服侍古列王，那他有一次来到古列王的面前，古列王他那边有一点的焦虑。
Daniel listened to him, and Cyrus says, "I feel like my life is empty; it lacks purpose."
丹尼听他说，古列王这么说，他觉得他的生命里面是虚空的，没有目的。And
Daniel, with his usual soft wisdom,
丹尼以着他平常那个柔和的智慧，
he said, "Do you know the Jehovah?" Knew your name hundreds of years before you were ever born.
他说，难，你知道耶和华神知道你在你百还没有生之前吗？
Do you know that Jehovah, the God of the Jews, had a purpose for your life?
他说，你难道知不知道犹太人的神耶和华对你有一个目的？
Then he opened the scroll of Isaiah. Before King Cyrus,
他就把这个以赛亚书在古列王面前打开，
where it predicted that Cyrus would bring the captivity of Babylon back to Jerusalem.
在里面讲到说，这个古列王会使得这个被掳的以色列人归回。
According to the record of Scripture, all it says is God stirred the spirit of Cyrus.
圣经里面记载说，神就激动古列王的心。
Cyrus says, "The God of heaven has called me to send Israel back to build his house in Jerusalem."
他说，那个天上的神已经呼召我，使得我差派以色列人回去到耶路撒冷来建筑这个城。
Once again, Daniel was there with consecrated wisdom. Thank God, Daniel knew the mind of God.
感谢神，但以理知道神的心。 他在那里显出他的智慧。
Thank God Daniel knew the word of God.
感谢神，但以理知道神的话语。
He was at the place God wanted him to be.
他在神要他所在的地方。
Now, brothers and sisters, why do I keep harping on this generation of Daniels?
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们一直在谈论这个但以理的世代？
Because I feel you're that which God needs in this day.
因为我觉得这乃是神在这个日子里面所需要的。
You remember the story of the Jerusalem church?
我们记得在耶路撒冷的教会。
Somehow I feel there's a parallel there with your own assemblies.
有的时候我会觉得好像在那边和我们这边的聚集有一个对照。 为什么？
Because the Spirit surely fell upon the church in Jerusalem.
当然圣灵在那边。
And there was the reality of the church of the living God.
在耶路撒冷的教会里面有那个神活神的那个实际。
The standard of light was there, so that when Ananias and Sapphira tried to do something against the light, they were judged.
在那边有真理的柱石，当亚拿尼亚要做什么事情来违背这个真理的时候，他们就在那边受了审判。
The brethren shared all things in common and had a life with the presence of God in the midst.
在那边弟兄们。
They lived out of the mystery of godliness.
他们活出那敬虔的奥秘。
But after 15 years,
可是15年之后,
they couldn't break forward. They couldn't reach out to the generation.
可是他们却不能够延伸到他们这个世代。
They had language barrier.
他们在那边有言语的障碍。
They had culture barrier.
他们有文化的障碍。
But God had His secret weapon.
可是神在那边有一个秘密的武器。
The next generation.
就是下一个时代,
the Daniel generation.
就是但以理的时代,
who were they?
他们是谁?
They were Hellenists.
他们乃是那一些外邦,
they,
外邦的信徒,
they were Jews that spoke Greek.
可是他们是, 犹太人可是说希腊, 希腊话,
who were they?
他们是哪些人?
They were Stephen. They were Philip. There was Barnabas. There was Paul. There was Timothy.
他们乃是, 斯提凡,他们是菲利,他们是保罗,他们是提摩太,巴拿巴。
And they were the ones that God used to propel the gospel out into the contemporary world.
他乃是这个神所使用，使得他们能够进到他们同时代这些人里面。
Why could he do it?
神为什么这么做？
Because they were familiar with the church of the living God.
因为他们明白了这个永生神的教会。
They've grown up in that life.
他们活在这个生命的里面。
They understand the mystery of godliness.
他们知道这个敬虔的奥秘。
They understand their conduct.
他们知道他们的行为。
But now they go into the Gentile world.
然后他们进到这个外邦人的世界。
And the gospel spread everywhere they went.
那这个福音因着他们的脚中就传遍各地。
You're a precious assembly.
这个是你们是美好的一个聚集。
Mostly Chinese.
很多都大部分都是中国人。
Many people only speak Mandarin.
很多人只讲国语。
This is the situation.
这就是现在的情况。
But God has secret weapons.
可是神有一个秘密的武器。
The Daniel generation.
就是但以理的时代。
You know what the house of God is like.
你知道神的家是什么样。
You know the truth of God's testimony.
你知道神那个见证的真理是什么。
But you're also American.
可是你也是美国人。
Or Canadian.
或者加拿大人。
You know what it's like to live in your area of the world.
你知道如何在你所生长的环境里面。
Just as these Hellenists, they understood Greek philosophy, they understood the life of the Gentiles.
就好像那个保罗跟巴拉巴一样，他们知道这个希腊的文化跟背景。
They brought the true and living gospel to them in words they could understand.
他把那个真的活的福音传到那个外邦人中间，用他们能够明白的话语。
Now, in my estimation, your generation of Daniel has the best of both worlds.
就按照我的估计，你们这个但以理的这个世代，有从这个两个世界里面得着最好的。
You've been living in the Church of Jerusalem.
你们活在耶路撒冷的教会里面。
But you need to lay hold of the burden for the gospel for this whole world.
可是你必须要承受这个福音向着全世界的负担。
Can I ask an honest question?
我能够问的一个很坦白的问题。
Are you burdened about the Caucasians in Washington State?
你有没有向着在华盛顿州这个白人有这样子福音的负担？
Now, do you just think they're another kind of animal that not your concern?
或者我们只是把它当作另外一个种族，不是我所关心的。
What if they're the very reason that you were brought to this place?
No, 如果这就是我们被带到这一州的目的呢？
Are you willing to lay down your life for the Caucasians?
你愿意为着这些白人而放下你的生命，或者那些黑人，或者是拉丁人？
You have any burden for them?
你有这些负担吗？
You cannot be on church ground unless this is your burden.
你没有办法站在教会的立场上，除非这些成为你的负担。
There's a great difference between the Chinese work and church ground.
这个中国人的工作和教会的立场，这两个中间有非常大的差异。
Church ground must pray for Washington, Seattle, wherever you locate.
教会的立场乃是在于我们所在之地，乃是在这个华盛顿州，西雅图。
And you may need to die.
你也许必须要死。
In order to see this church recovered.
使得这个教会能够得恢复。
What does the Lord want here?
神在这边要得着什么？
You've learned a lot from the Church of Jerusalem.
你已经从耶路撒冷的教会里面学了很多。
You know what's true and what's right.
你知道什么是真的，什么是对的。
You know what it means to respect those over you in the Lord.
你知道如何向那些在主里面，在你前面的你来向他尊敬。
But now you've been to college.
可是你现在要进到大学。
You've seen all those other people around.
你看见其他的人。
What do you think of them?
你想到什么呢？
You ever go to some of their crazy Christian meetings?
你有没有去到一些非常疯狂的基督徒的聚会？
How about your charismatic friends? Charismatic friends.
那些灵恩的朋友们。
They love the Lord.
他们也爱神。
They know very little about the Lord.
他们不认识太多神。
But they love the Lord.
可是他们却爱主。
They love to worship.
他们爱敬拜。
They love to claim things.
他们就在一边宣告宣告。
But they don't know their left hand from their right.
可是他们却右手左手没有办法分辨。
Now who's going to tell them?
谁要告诉他们呢？
You know there's a cross in this matter of recovery.
你知道在恢复的工作里面有十字架。
And I tell all of you, young and old.
我告诉每一个年轻或年长的。
God is not satisfied until you've all laid down your life for the sake of the church here in the United States.
神在我们当中没有办法得着满足，除非我们能够为着他的教会在这边放下我们自己。
I don't think I need to convince you of this.
我想这边我不需要说服大家。
But I live in Manhattan.
可是我住在 Manhattan.
Less than a mile from Chinatown.
在一里之外就是那个中国城。
Down in Chinatown, there's these big buildings that used to be thriving Chinese churches.
在那边中国城里面有一个很大的教，有很大的那个建筑物，它以前是一个很兴旺的教会。
They're almost all dead now.
可是现在却全部好像都死了。
Because they refuse to become American.
因为他们拒绝成为美国人。
A few Chinese older people show up.
就几个年长的中国人。
They all speak Cantonese.
他们都讲广东话。
Everybody who's coming speaks Mandarin.
每个人来的时候讲是讲普通话。
They don't even touch the new Chinese in Chinatown because they speak Mandarin.
他们甚至不和那个新来的移民接触，因为新来的移民他们只讲普通话。
Just a little Cantonese group of people eating dim sum, dying.
对，他们就是一群那个讲广东话的一个团体，他们就一起吃点心，然后老去。
And I say you have less than 20 years.
我想说你们大概再差20年。
And I say this in love.
我是在爱中说这样的话。
Your choice.
这是你的拣选。
Do you want to stay Chinese?
你要如果保守你自己中国人的地位。
Have a nice big building.
那有一个很大的一个建筑物。
But you get old and young people won't stay.
当我们年老的时候，这些年轻人不会留在这里。
What will be your testimony?
那这个见证是什么？
God will not let young people just grow old and not serve God in this generation.
神不会允许那些年轻人他就渐渐的老去而不服侍这个时代。
Now you need to give them room.
我们必须要给他这样子的空间。
I won't be happy till I come here see 50-50.
我不会很高兴来看这边看50-50。
50% American, 50% Chinese all mixed up.
50% 是美国人 ,50% 是中国人然后混在一块。
Now that may take years to do.
那也许这个要花好多年的时间。神是有忍耐的。
But he wants us moving.
可是他希望我们能够往这方向去。
According to his purpose.
按着他的目的。
There's a lot of Chinese gospel work to be done right now, right?
在我们当中有许多中国的福音工作必须要做。
Now don't give that up.
不要放弃。
But what about the church meetings?
可是关于这个教会的这个聚会怎么办？
What does that look like?
它应该看起来像什么？
Will Americans come and join?
那个美国人来到当中能够会加入我们吗？
I remember when I was a new charismatic.
我记得我以前是这个刚刚进到灵恩。
I just was filled with the Spirit and I had some gifts of the Spirit.
我刚刚被圣灵充满，我也从圣灵里面得着一些恩赐。
Back in those days, I tried to go to every charismatic meeting I found out about.
然后我就在那边参加各样的灵恩的聚会。
So I went to a Jewish charismatic meeting, you know, messianic charismatic meeting.
那我就到一个犹太人的他们的灵恩的聚会的里面。
Oh, they're all speaking in tongues and singing songs about Jesus. But I loved it. I loved it.
他们都讲方言，他们唱的那个向着主敬拜的歌，我非常喜欢。
We had a great time together. The preacher was preaching about the Jesus coming back to Jerusalem.
然后这边我们有一个很好的聚会的时间，那个在一边传讲的是主耶稣基督要回到西安。
I say, oh, this is great, this is great.
我想说这个非常好，非常好。
And then they said,
然后我说
，All right, we have now our solemn time of prayer.
我们这边有一个安静的时间祷告。
Now we're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
我们为着耶路撒冷的平安祷和平祷告。
Would the men who are Jews please come forward and pray?
他说在我们当中的犹太人请出来祷告。
Now suddenly these men stood up and they had prayer shawls, put them on. They walked up to the front. They were Jews who'd been converted.
那这边就有一个犹太人出来，他身上他挂着一个祷告的巾，然后他就出来。
But they left me out.
他就没有把我包括进去。
I couldn't pray for Jerusalem because I couldn't speak the language.
我没有办法为耶路撒冷祷告，我也没有办法讲希伯来文。
Right then, I said, I'm never going back there.
那在那个时候，我就说我再也不要再来回到这个聚会。
Now that's not my home.
这不是我的家。
How about your place?
我们这个聚会地方是怎么样呢
？If I lived in Seattle, would it be my home?
在住在西雅图，这会是我的家吗
？Yeah.
是的，会。
Well, I sure would feel a lot more at home.If some of you would dare to be a Daniel,
如果在我们当中有人愿意成为但以理的话，我会在这边 更感觉到是回
家。You can't expect an old 60-year-old immigrant from China to suddenly learn English and go out and speak to teenagers.
我们没有办法期盼一个60岁从中国移民的新移民能够向着年轻人讲福音。
Now I know I'm already saying too much. Everybody's mad at me now, so I'll just keep talking.
我已经讲了这么多，我想每个人都对我生气了，那我就继续讲吧。
I don't think anybody 60 years old should have to learn English if they don't know it by now.
如果60岁了还不懂英文，也许不需要再学了。
But I think you are God's generation to bring recovery.
可是我想这一边年轻人是神在这个世代要带回恢复的。
Because I'm an American, I also fellowship with a number of American churches.
因为我是一个美国人，所以我也和其他的美国教会有一些美国的聚集有一些的交通。
But my frustration is I never find the quality of young people that I find among you.
可是我里面的挫折是我在他们当中没有办法像在你们这里能够找到这么好的年轻人。
Many of them are serving, preaching the gospel with great zeal, and God is using them.
那在他们当中有许多人，他们有这个热心来传福音，神也使用他们。
But they have no idea what the house of God is like, and so they just bring the new converts to the large house.
所以，可是他们却对神的家是什么一点都没有认识，所以他们只把这些新信主的带到大户人家中。
Now who can preach the gospel and lead a new convert to God's home?
谁能够传福音，并且带这个信徒能够来到神的家？
Won't you give them the same advantage that you've had?
你难道没有办法把你所得做的这个祝福也能够跟他们分享吗？
I often pray for my Chinese young people.
我常常为着我中国的弟兄们祷告。
That the Lord would lay hold of you.
神会抓住你们。
I know you're all timid and shy.
我知道你们都害羞。
But you need the power of the Holy Spirit, and I don't think you have it.
我想你们都需要从圣灵来的胆量，我想你们现在还没有。
You need to go out with boldness with the gospel.
你们必须要出去带着胆量。
You can understand how to reach your own generation.
你知道如何能够来摸到你这个世代的需要。
We need the Daniel in order to recover the work of God.
我们必须要得着但以理，使得神的恢复的工作能够成就。
May the Lord find it among you.
愿神在我们当中能够得着。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we bring these matters unto you. We pray that you would erase those things I said just out of my heart, but with foolishness.
主啊，我将这些事情再带到你的跟前，愿你能够兴起我刚才从我心中所传讲的。
The Lord, all my American friends are dying and going to hell.
主啊，我所有的美国的朋友，他们都死了，要走进地狱。
All those young people over at NYU, they don't know Christ.
那些在纽约的那些的人，他们不认识基督。
Who's going to show them the way?
主啊，谁要向他们指明这条路呢？
For the sake of your kingdom, raise up Daniels.
主啊，为着你国度的缘故，求你兴起但以理。
Give them consecrated lives and supercharged wisdom.
给他们一个奉献的生命，也给他们一个充满的智慧。
You call upon them to live in this world, but not be of the world.
你呼召他们，使得能够活在这个世界上，却不属于这个世界。
Raise up such a pure generation.
主啊，在兴起这一个纯洁的世代。
For the sake of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。